just the hurt that you hide. Sometimes it's hard to know cause I keep on falling as I try to get away from this crazy world. If we just keep on and I know that only time will tell me how we'll carry on without each other. So keep me awake for every moment and give us more time to be this way. We can't I can have you next to me today.
Well, how's that for a voice? One of the greatest voices you'll ever hear in the world, this boy. And I'm very proud that he's in the studio today. I've been a fan of his for quite a while now. And he joins me live, Josh Groban. G'day, Josh.
Great to see you, Ernie. Thank you so much.
Oh, gee, you can sing. How'd it all start for you, Josh?
Oh, you know, I loved music ever since I was a little kid. I was banging on pots and pans and, you know, thought I'd be a drummer at one point and thought I'd be an actor at another point. And, you know, it wasn't until I was in school and started taking music classes that I realized that was a way for me to communicate.
You play drums now, though, don't you?
Yeah, I play drums now. I get to play my concert and all that.
And aren't you learning a weird instrument, like an Irish bagpipe type thing?
The Uilleann pipes, yeah.
What are they called?
Uilleann pipes.
The Uilleann pipes.
Yeah, I've been fascinated with world music ever since I was little, and Irish music has been so great, just as an inspiration to me. And so there's a lot of bagpipes in my songs. I have not mastered the bagpipe yet, but it's difficult. I'm working on it.
Yeah, but they sound great on recordings, don't they?
They do, man. They sound fantastic.
Yeah, they really give it a real
boost. So emotional, yeah.
And you're telling me you do a lot of recording in London, do you?
That's right. This new album, you know, I kind of got out of my hometown, which was good for me at the time because I needed to get away from the security of everything and worked with some people I'd always wanted to work with and just some tremendous musicians in London and so a lot of it was done there.
I just looking at that photo of you there. You look like a like a very young Jimmy Stewart.
I get that a lot.
Yeah, you could have been a
Jimmy. I saw the moon for you.
You could have been a Jimmy Stewart about.
I could have, that's right.
Because they still play Jimmy Stewart every year, don't they? Thanksgiving Day. They play that
Wonderful
movie.
Life. Absolutely.
That's right, Wonderful
Life. Sure, sure. Yeah, it's a staple. We watch that every year. But yeah, that was a pensive photograph of me walking through the desert there. Yeah.
I must also compliment you on the other album, which is Josh Groban.
Yeah, that was my debut. That was my first one.
This
is
your debut.
Years ago.
Yeah. It's Jesus, Joy, and Man's Desire.
Oh, you're telling me about that.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
You Thank
know,
you.
You do a magnificent job
with Lily Hayden. Yeah, that was a
anthem, actually.
No, it's not. It's been done so many times. I mean, if you're going to do it, you really have to add your own thing to it. And so, David Foster and I had a blast.
Well, I've never really heard that done. I sang it as a choir boy as a little boy.
Oh, really?
But I've never heard many recordings of that.
Well, I mean, I suppose maybe not solo recordings. It's a well-known tune, you know. But
they did pinch. Someone pinched it and used it as a semi-rock song once, didn't
they? That's right. Yeah, that's
sure, years ago. Yeah,
and it's usually done as an instrumental, but there is a great, great vocal to it too.
So. To do a lot of your songs, you've got to speak more than English, don't you? You know, a lot of the songs you do.
You have to work on some different languages. As I was doing classical vocal training, I worked a lot on Italian and French and Spanish. I don't speak them fluently, but I do enjoy singing in those languages. They're so musical, and I love the homework of learning them backwards and forwards before singing them. I took Japanese in high school. So
really?
Japanese?
Japanese. Can you sing in Japanese?
I could, sure, if I was asked to. Yeah, I would have to write a song in Japanese first.
Oh, gee. Sell zonks if you did that.
Be very
there. Be very big, wouldn't it?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Good challenge.
Have you been to Japan?
I have. I love it over there.
Yeah.
It's just great.
So I guess you've been everywhere, have you?
been pretty much everywhere. Yeah, I haven't been to South America yet. I've always wanted to visit
Yeah,
there.
it's a big journey for a young guy, isn't it? What's happened to you?
It's you know it's and it's gotten so fast. I mean, it's so much has happened in such a relatively short period of time, and sometimes I have to sit back and really, you know, when I see a video clip or a montage of all the things that have happened in the last 6 years, it just all of a sudden hits me that, you know, I've been so blessed and so lucky to have, you know, the travel is the greatest gift for me. The fact that my music can, you know, take me to Melbourne is a great gift.
I just has come into my mind now. I was talking to Josh earlier, and I swore I saw you in the Hollywood Bowl. It was the Greek
The Greek
Theatre
Theatre, yeah.
because it was bigger than the Hollywood Bowl. It's a lot bigger,
That's
a lot
well,
bigger
they're both
area.
very similar venues,
Yeah, similar venues. Yeah.
and you know, Los Angeles has some amazing venues, and you know, growing up there, you know, it's been a dream of mine to play some of
Have you
those venues.
played the Hollywood Bowl?
Yes,
Oh,
played the
you
Hollywood
have.
Bowl
That's right. I
and
didn't
played the
go.
Greek Theatre as well. So it's been a lot of fun for me to play those places.
Yeah, and you look like there could be a big tour coming up here. Paul Dady apparently is going to announce a national
That's
tour.
right. We're gonna announce it probably in a couple weeks now, and you know, it's long overdue. It's been a real dream of mine to come back to Australia and to have fans here that have been so patient and so great that I'm just really looking forward to putting a concert together here that you know, hopefully blow some minds.
Where is your biggest base? You're very big in England too, aren't you? You know, you.
You know, this new album has really done wonders for us internationally. I mean, it's taken a little longer outside of America just because in America we had such an amazing start and such a great big wave that we were able to ride that we just kind of kept going. And now we're playing, you know, big arenas there. But outside of the U.S., you know, Australia's been amazing. South Africa has been incredible for us. Canada, of course, has been amazing. And in Europe, they're really catching on now. So we're planning a tour over there as well, and the fans over there have been fantastic. But you know, I just love the idea of making this album for the world, and so I've really dedicated myself to work as hard as humanly possible to. You just have to be there. You know, it's the days are over where you can just, you know, release a single and
Oh, that's right,
let
yeah.
it do the work for
Yeah, you
you.
got to
You
move,
have to
mate.
get
Yeah.
there. You have to get there,
Yeah.
and you have to
It's
perform.
a different game altogether now, isn't it?
Definitely. So I have to just travel, which is something I love to do anyway.
Were you discovered on Oprah Winfrey Show?
Well,
Was it Oprah who
she was a
discovered you?
big help. No, I wouldn't say she was the one that discovered me, but she was definitely one of the first people to have me on TV and to say, you know, listen to this, which was just a tremendous honor for me. But David Foster, my producer, was really the one that discovered me.
Yeah, well, David's quite a famous guy.
He is,
Yeah,
yeah, he's a genius.
he is. Yeah, he's done some great stuff, hasn't
Oh, I mean, I wasn't one to read, you know, liner notes when I was little.
Yeah,
So I would
yeah.
just listen to the songs and go, oh, what a great song. But then, you know, when he called and he asked me to sing at the first event that I first met him at, I looked him up and I saw 14 Grammys and, you know,
Yeah.
Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard, you know, and Earth, Wind & Fire and Chicago and all these great groups. Yeah, it really is tremendous all that he's accomplished, and it's a huge honor to work with him.
Yeah, because it's different type of music and everything, isn't
It
it?
is.
Your music.
I never expected somebody in his world to be interested in a voice like mine. So it, you know, together we've been able to kind of do something quite new.
Yeah, we've got some callers have rung up already. Would you like to say hello
I'd
to them?
love to.
Christine's on the line. G'day, Christine.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Would
Hey,
you like to say
Christine.
hello to Josh?
I would very much like to. Josh, can I tell you that my daughter, who is about to turn 27, was the person who actually brought you to our attention. It was the duet album that you did with Barbara Streisand.
That's right, sure.
And we are a great lover of Barbara
Of
Streisand.
course.
Anyone that's saying, well, Babs, will you just quieten down, please, because I need to hear this man.
Oh, no.
And she found your name on the album, and that's the first time we bought your album, and we've bought everyone since.
Thank you so much. It was a huge honor for me to work with Barbara, and she's continued to be a really good friend and
She
such an
can
inspiration.
seriously sing
Oh,
too.
she can sing. And
Oh.
you want to talk about somebody that has
Oh.
really, you know, broken every rule
Oh, yeah.
successfully. I mean,
Yeah.
she's a legend.
Yeah, I mean, you could say to Barbara Streisand, I'll give you $1 million to sing out of tune. She wouldn't know how to do it. She couldn't do it.
She couldn't do
Couldn't
it.
do it.
Couldn't do it if she tried.
You
No.
know, really couldn't do it. All right, good on you, Christine.
Thanks so much.
Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hello. Welcome, Josh and
Thank you so
Melanie.
much. Hello, Catherine.
I just wanted to say, Josh, your first album, your self-titled album, track number 5, To Where You Are,
Yes.
it was just the most gorgeous recording. And
Thank you.
I just after my mum died, just over 2 years ago, it was a song that I really sort of was a lovely song that I played all the time. And I believe you wrote that for your grandmother. Was that she was an influence in your life? Is that right?
That song was written by Richard Marx actually and Linda
Yeah.
Thompson, and they did such a beautiful job at it. And you know, it's absolutely. You know, I recorded this album right around the time my grandmother passed away. And you know, anybody who's lost a loved one, you know, feels that way and has that, you know, need to, you know, connect even when they're not there. And so, It's a great tribute song, and any time that somebody tells me that this song has really helped them through a difficult time, it means the world to me. So thank you very much.
Because A Prayer, too, is a great track on that with Charlotte Church.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, with your music, is it hard for you to find the right songs? Does it take you a while to get the right music?
Oh, yeah, it does, because it's really not something where I can look back and say, how did someone else do it? You know, this is something that I think is really new, and for me, it's difficult, because the kind of voice that I have, you got to find things that really suit it, you know, both in other languages and in English, you know, and so for me, you know, being a 26-year-old guy, I want to find stuff that represents my age and my generation, but at the same time really stays true to the kind of voice that I have. So that's why I've done a lot more writing and producing of my own, because you know, that's the way that I can really customize it to really suit me.
See, that track Awake, that's an instant hit. Because that really is. That's got a great melody.
Thank you.
I mean, as soon as you hear that for the first time, you know it, which is a compliment.
Well,
to
thank
the
you
song,
very much.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I wrote that in France with my friend Eric Mouquet, and that song is about you know, keeping the people around you, you know, close to you. I mean, things happen so quickly, and that song is really about keeping those memories.
Yeah, I tell you what, your music must be very good. My wife, who loves her music, she years ago was a record librarian, used to program programs and
sure.
that. I picked these up this morning, put them in my bag. She said, "What are you doing with those?" And I said, "Well, Josh is coming in today." She said, "If you don't bring those back."
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's the first time she's ever said that of any singer I've ever interviewed.
That's some doubles.
So that's a great. I'm holding on to them.
You're holding on.
that just goes to prove, you know, of your quality of your voice. But it really is.
Thank you.
Beautiful, because I've got a setup at home. I've been all excited. I renovated my home, and I put sound system right through there,
right on.
Which I'm better than an old boy like
no,
me.
No, it's great.
Through in the ceilings and everything, and outside and the whole lot. Well, I had you blaring over the weekend, and it's just such good quality.
I was able to test it out for you.
Music is so good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I'm glad I could christen your system there.
So what do we look at now with Josh not only coming out here to Australia, but what other things have you got in line?
Well, actually, at the moment, you know, I'm about to embark on a European tour, and at the end of that, I'm going to spend about a week and a half in London, where I'm going to work with the London Philharmonic on a Christmas album. So I'm going to be doing that. That'll be available around Christmas time, and then, you know, it's time to start thinking about the new stuff. I mean, this tour is going to take me until probably December, and or January of next year, I would say.
Yeah.
And you know, looking looking forward to the Australian tour.
Okay, just take a break and back with Josh Groban. My very special guest today, international star Josh Groban, and the good news is that Paul Daintie will be announcing a national tour in the next few weeks. So stay tuned to us, and we'll let you know all about it. Paul is on the line. Hello, Paul. You'd like to speak to Josh?
Thank you very much, Josh. Josh, welcome to Australia. And
thank you, Paul.
I found you by accident also some months back. I do some community radio in the country and play your songs often.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for that.
The question is, have you considered doing an album or several albums with the old writers of Gershwin, Berlin, Porter?
Oh, boy, some of those great standards. You know, those are some of the greatest songs of our time.
Mm.
And, you know, as a huge fan of that music, of course, you know, the thought crosses my mind about tackling some of those. So, you know, it's not something that I am absolutely putting away. It's something I'm sure I would like to do in the future, but I might have to wait for that a little bit.
Mm. I'd like to hear you do the Hallelujah chorus.
That'd be nice.
That'd be great.
I mean, there's just, I mean, the great thing about some of the songs from that time is there's so many.
So much you can do. It's
a plethora of great songs.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank
Vicky,
you, Paul.
Hello, Vicky.
Hi, Ernie. Hi, Josh.
Hello there.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Big fan.
Thank you.
And so excited that you're finally coming out here.
I know, me too.
And I'm actually hoping to see you while I'm in Vancouver in August.
Oh, excellent. All right, okay.
So that'll be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just rang to say thanks for finally touring.
Well, thank you for coming to the show. I hope to see you here in Australia as well.
And you're working in Vancouver, are you? In August.
In August, that's right.
Did you know about that?
I did know that. Sure, that one I knew about. Yeah, absolutely.
I guess there's a lot of gigs you don't realize you're doing until
it's all on the calendar. They just put me in the car and drive me where I need to be.
Our next tour, next one is David. Not next tour, our next person on the phone, David. G'day, David.
Hello, Ernie. Hello, Josh.
Hey, David.
It's a great thrill to talk to you. I'm one of the patient fans.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
How did you discover Josh, David?
I actually saw him on Ally McBeal.
Oh, cool. Ally McBeal, yeah.
That's right.
Many years ago, and bought the first album.
Thank you.
Your version of The Prayer with Charlotte Church is sublime, especially we've been inundated with, I think Westlife did it, and Anthony Kalia have done it recently, but your version is still way ahead of those.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
My 17-year-old daughter has all of your albums on her iPod.
Oh, cool. All right. That's great.
You can take stuff from Linkin Park and your version of America as well, with Paul Simon.
Oh, that's right.
It's wonderful.
Sure. Yeah. Some of those melodies are just so timeless that it really doesn't matter what genre they're in. They just transcend.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, David.
Thank you for that.
And Dawn. G'day, Dawn.
Hello, Ernie. Hello, Josh.
Hi there.
Josh, I bought your first album, Josh Groban, when I was visiting my daughter, who lives 3 hours away from me.
Okay.
And I played the album on my way home. I was by myself in the car, and I cried all the way home.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Listening to your beautiful voice and your beautiful music.
Thank you so much.
And I couldn't wait to share your music, this album, with my friends who were my similar age, and they just loved it too. So,
thank you so much. Well, I mean, that first album, I mean, the fans that I have, I mean, it really was such a grassroots effort of people just hearing it and you know, crying all the way home and sharing it with their friends. So
that's where you go. I mean, you appeal to so many age groups, which is terrific.
Yeah, I mean, talking about a 17-year-old daughter, and she was talking about her age group. I mean, it wasn't until I toured that I really got to look out in the audience and see, you know, who's listening. And it is such a broad demographic.
Well, you're a pretty spunky guy too. I mean, you get out there. I'd imagine the girls all go for you.
Oh, well, you know, it's been very flattering.
Yeah. And you've been connected. I was reading something about it. They said you were going with somebody, and you said, well, that's news to me.
Oh, it's always news to me, you know. I've done that.
You get this, do you, in all the gossip magazines?
Oh, you know, half the things they write just to fill pages.
Do you ever go to any of the sort of Academy Awards and all those sort of things?
Oh, sure. I mean, I was there a couple of years ago. I did a song that was nominated for an Oscar, and sang that was a duet with Beyonce actually at the Oscars a couple years ago, and that was fun.
Yeah.
And I have been back once, you know, after that, and it's a big TV show, that show. You know, you go in there and you just realize it's just smoke and mirrors.
Goes for years, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, exactly.
All right, Melanie. G'day, Melanie.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Hey, Melanie. I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. I don't know if you know, but it's Melanie from MySpace, your friend. So. Just saying big hello, and that I'm just so happy that you're here in Australia and you're such an inspiration and stuff.
MySpace. Oh, I have a new MySpace page. My record label just set up a MySpace page for me, and thanks for joining that.
Yeah. That's okay.
Cool.
Well, unfortunately, we haven't got time to take all the calls. The board is pretty busy there, but time has caught out. But then when we find out when the tour is, you've got no idea yet? Your management's
I have
work
an idea. It's going to be in September, October, around.
Oh,
there.
Wonderful! Oh, that's true.
And I'm really looking forward to that. And it's so nice of your callers to be so supportive. And,
would you pop in and say hello again when you come in?
I would love it. And thank you for your continued support. You've been there from the beginning. So thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you,
Mr. Josh Groban. And we'll be announcing in a couple of weeks' time when exactly we'll be coming out touring Australia. Josh Groban. Well, we've got about a minute and a half, and we'll just go up to the news now with some more of Josh Groban. Groban, which I did play earlier on.
Carry on about each other, so keep me awake to memorize you. Give me more time to feel this way. We can't stay. Stay the same. sometimes.